together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. That was Welcome to Our House. And this is... Yes, indeed. Hello, hello.
Woo!
This is Hard Star Scene Radio, episode 150.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
You didn't even tell me.
I didn't realize right away. Is that too much?
It's too 150? Much. Too many episodes. Let's end it today.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio is nobody.
Not a single soul.
The guest I had booked went on a coke binge last night.
Wow, so we're just going to say it. We're just not going to say who it was?
Of course not.
I'm going to say who it was.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
It was someone who went on a coke binge.
It was someone who went on a coke binge.
That's right. A regular bar of a coke.
Couldn't make it. You know something about cocaine? Don't do it.
Hmm.
It never ends well, you know, and it's really not that difficult to quit in terms of it doesn't give you the same physical addiction as a lot of other things. So you're not going to go through a bad physical withdrawal. It's just a very strong psychological addiction that people have to it. And eventually you're just going to lose everything. That's the only way it's going to go. And you stop caring about your friends. You stop caring about your family. You just want the coke and that's it. So I know I'm opening on a bummer.
A little bit.
But
some people are really successful on coke.
Thanks for that.
No, I'm kidding. No, it's terrible. Everything Faceboy said. But I'm sure it's also like limitless for some people for a period of time.
It's what?
Like limitless. I was saying this to Greg the other day.
Okay.
I was like, how come all my friends who are really successful do coke? I think I need to start doing coke. And he's like, no, they just do coke because they're successful. I'm like, but maybe they're successful because they do coke.
I think they do it because they're successful.
Yeah.
And if they do too much, it ruins them. It's the way
probably.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely described like the vibe in the room as suddenly being cocaine. You know, like place that I was working, I don't like anymore because the vibe just became cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be doing cocaine, but you know exactly what it means. It means that everything was happy-go-lucky. Everybody was getting along. And then some weird darkness took over the crowd. Like that's what cocaine when cocaine happens to a business.
I'm pretty sure that's why Mo Pitkins closed down. That was a venue, a restaurant performance venue in the East Village. There was just too much coke going around there.
I could see that.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
A lot of places, like I can't name the places, but places that I've worked, it's just like people even try and tip you in coke.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Let's start with lip worm.
Oh God, no.
Oh yes.
I thought it was an eyeball worm.
You're going to love this article.
I fucking hate it. I sent it to you.
I had already found
in
it.
In hopes that if I send it to you, you won't use it.
No, no. Because
you'll think I've already read it.
That's a fucking...
Did you know I hadn't read it?
I guessed it.
How dare you?
It's a top story this week.
But that's a good strategy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like that strategy.
Didn't work.
Whatever. It's a great fucking strategy. Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God. My eyes are fucking itching. All right. Let's do this. Ew, oh, you see this? You see my fucking face? It's like I've got allergies. Okay. Oh, is like the mic is tickling? Okay. Doctors remove live worm crawling under woman's face. I swear, I think I have a fucking worm in my eyeball. Okay. The parasitic roundworm in question can live up to 2 years. Oh, God. Fuck no. just everything itches in a human if it isn't removed and can move from the face to the buttocks. What the fuck? Why would you start in the face? No. How? Why? What the fuck? Why is that where it goes? Why is that like, what is that? Moving on up? Like, what is that? What? Why? Do they mean anywhere in between, or is that like the two places they like to live?
I guess that's the distance it can travel.
What about the toes? Oh, God. All right. We're in it. Let's do this. Oh, God. Ew. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Of course. A Russian woman bugged by a strange lump on her face was even more shocked to discover the cause. A live worm. Oh, it's like I threw up a little, but I didn't. It's like nothing came out. I just fainted. I fainted and I stayed awake. I don't know what's going on. All right. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the 32-year-old woman first noticed strange nodules below her left eye that later moved around. Oh, fuck that. No. All right. Let's do that again. The 32-year-old woman first noticed strange nodules below her left eye that later moved above. No, I can't even fucking do it. I tried.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Above her eye and then down to her upper lip. No, no. It is the same story. Oh, fuck. It's the same. Fuck. Ew. It's not the ew. I don't like it. Bad touch. She told doctors the nodules appeared after she visited a rural area outside Moscow. Moscow. Where I get Bosco. Okay. Where she was bitten repeatedly by my fucking mosquitoes? No. Oh, my God. It's all itchy. Oh, it's all itchy. Everything. Why do you do this? Ew. Oh, no. There's fucking pictures. What the fuck? No. Why? Oh, God. The nodules caused occasional itching and burning. Oh, my God. But she said she had no other fucking symptoms.
Yeah, just something moving around in your fucking face.
God. All right, I'm going to get through this and I'm not going to squirm once. All right. Doctors quickly identified the suspect, a long parasitic roundworm called Dirofilaria. Dirofilaria reopens. What the fuck? Okay, hold on. I'm going to do that again.
That's some kind of typo.
All right. Called Dirofilaria reopened typically. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that even word is supposed to be. All right. Typically spread by mosquitoes and hosted by dogs and other carnivores. They removed the squirming lump from the woman's face using local anesthetic and a pair of forceps. I got through it.
No, you didn't. I read the whole thing. I know right, how it
there's
is.
There's more. Okay, you got me. There's more. But I got through that. You saw that.
Uh-huh.
Saw that. All right. It's time to feed my dog, people. All right. It could have been worse, according to Natalia Pishnanya, a physician who studies infectious diseases at Rostov State Medical University in Rostov, Russia. She told NPR that in 20% of cases, the worms can move considerable distances, such as, oh, fuck this. No. Oh, it's just fucking so itchy. God damn it. Okay. I'm back. Okay. Move considerable distances, such as from the upper eyelid to the buttocks. Why? Okay. Even worse, though, God, the worm can live up to 2 fucking years in the human body if it isn't removed. That's a long time. How long?
2 years.
No. Does it have to get big? How big does it? Oh, God. Okay. Likely, it rarely causes diseases in humans, according to Dr. Jordan Kurt Halls, professor at University of Copenhagen University Hospital, and president of the World Federation of Parasitologists. He's the best in the game. He's the president of the World Federation of Parasitologists. Still, Kurtz Halls acknowledged that just the thought of such a critter can get under some people's skin. Fuck you! You know that he's been waiting to drop that. Okay, a lot of people have a fear of contracting worms of various kinds. Oh, God. Kurt Hall told CNN, I think it's important not to scare people. This is still a very rare condition, despite the apparently rising numbers.
Yay!
Fuck you!
That final line. Yay!
Ah, what the fuck? Why? It all itches.
Yep, and there have been 3 cases in Bushwick.
Nope. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. By the way, I'm so glad I'm wearing my own fucking earphones right now.
Yes, you are.
I would be so mad if I had someone else's earphones on right now. I'd be like, there's bugs in these earphones. These clothes. Oh, that was so bad.
Lipworm.
I totally read it. Why did you make me read it again?
You did not read it.
Yeah, you don't know.
I knew it.
You don't know.
You don't read things.
Well, I could have. I read something about that woman whose father wants her to marry a man because she's a lesbian and she's been married to a woman and she's happily married. And she's like, I'll marry a man when you marry a man.
I didn't read about that.
Yeah. And she also was saying how she wants half of the money because he's going to pay like a lot of money to this man to marry his daughter. That she wants half the money to go to a charity of her choosing. And she's badass.
It's going
to
be like it.
Oh, yeah. I want her to marry a gay man and I want her dad to marry a gay man. And I want everybody to live happily ever after.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. But she's awesome.
Speaking of gay, Dick and Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them to be on the show tonight, and they said they couldn't because they had plans for tonight.
Yeah. It's the Australian.
What's that?
Well, what is it now? Who is it now?
What they told me is their plans will probably lead to some good stories for the next time they're on the show.
I love them. You know, in terms of strategy, you should totally make me read a terrible bug thing and then have Story Me show up. Don't please never do that. Just know I would do it to you. But never do it. I would never do that to you.
Dick and Dwayne, for those of you who don't know, are a husband and husband comedy duo. They've been married over 30 years, and they're into some crazy shit.
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
I love them.
And they're very open and honest about the crazy shit they're into, crazy shit they do.
Dwayne's into more fucked up shit than
Dwayne's
Dick.
Definitely into more fucked up shit. He once came here with...
saline.
With his balls just blown up with saline.
Like a sconce.
Like a sconce.
I lit it from under. From under his nuts.
We're going to try it. I'm going to see if we can get them on next week.
Good. I love them.
Soon as possible.
I miss them.
The last surviving munchkin has passed away.
No.
He was 98 or 99 years old, and he's the one with the... that.
They did a lot of cocaine.
Represented the lollipop. We represent the Lollipop Guild. That guy. And he's the one that actually presented it. And I saw a picture of him at like, looked to be like 80 years old. And he was wearing the outfit, holding the lollipop. So I'm figuring this guy just made a fuck of a living just going to parties.
He got one thing, man.
That's his one thing.
Yeah.
What are you reading on your phone?
I'm trying to pull him up. Oh, man. Ooh, not such a good look. He looks very sick.
He's old.
He looked sick in that picture. But look at him. He looks happy. Good for him. He's adorable.
Yes. How much do you think he would get per gig? It's like a 2-minute gig.
Couple grand?
I'm thinking.
Maybe 500 to a couple grand.
Yeah.
Depending on how much they respect him.
I'm also picturing like some rich person hiring him for a sweet 16 party. And the girl's like, who's that? Daddy, get me a Porsche.
Wow.
Don't you think?
That's terrible. They've got amazing Lollipop Guild munchkin wigs.
Let me see it again. Oh, wow. They sure do. Those are available.
That's one. And then let me show you the other one.
Why are we doing visual stuff on the radio?
I had a mime on my show. Don't ask me.
How is your show going?
Well, it was interrupted today by some jerk. No, I'm kidding. It was fine. It was fun. It's fun.
At about 3 minutes after 3, I called Catherine's phone and it one ring because I look at the phone and I'm like, oh shit, it's her show. So it only rang once. And then I tuned in to listen and you're like giving me shit about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's adorable. Yeah, I totally gave you shit about it. But I didn't say who it was because I couldn't give up that I was the robot. It was me, guys. Now you ruined everything.
So then I called into the show interrupting it again. Mm-hmm. I called it to the studio line to apologize for interrupting. I'm a fucking mess today.
You should have interrupted more. Did you listen to the rest of the show?
No.
The anonymous announcer called.
Who?
The anonymous announcer.
Who's the anonymous announcer?
Listen, anonymous announcer, if you're listening, call 718-928-9732. But you know that fucking number already. Just call it, anonymous announcer. I'll tell you later, but my anonymous announcer.
Okay.
I told you about my anonymous announcer. They're the caller that keeps calling.
Oh, why won't you say the name?
Because
why?
Jeff Howe.
Definitely. I mean, I don't even think this is, I think Jeff Howe is a construct.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought Jeff Howe wasn't a person, and now I've heard this person's fake voice.
Hmm.
This fake person's fake voice.
So last week I was not here. I was working Lust. The party was amazing. I was in pain.
Why?
Dental pain.
Hmm.
It started 2 weeks ago on a Monday, and then it went away for a couple of days, and then it got really bad. Hurt a lot on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned.
So I went to my doctor on Friday. I had an infection and gingivitis, and it hurt like hell. He gave me a prescription for the infection. And dig this, for the gingivitis, I do have to go in for a professional cleaning. And folks, do not try this at home. Iodine.
Huh?
Iodine.
Why shouldn't they try this at home?
I don't know. Because I bought the iodine, and he said not to gargle, but just, you know, swirl it in my mouth like
the
that.
The fuck does that mean, Doc?
What?
Like rub it on your gums like cocaine?
No, like this.
As opposed to going,
right.
All right.
Because you don't want to risk swallowing it. It's
especially you slut.
And it says like warning, poison.
Keep
external
the fuck
use
away
only.
From your face.
So I called just to double check.
Did you mean this shit, Doc?
Yeah. Like, do you mean this stuff that says warning, poison, external use only?
Don't put in any of your holes.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, you dilute it with some water.
Oh, thanks. Something you should have told me earlier.
Yeah, right?
Fucking
good
asshole.
Good thing I called
the fuck?
Back.
Fuck that guy.
I know.
Hello.
Just do it once. Don't do it like daily. And he had told me that in the beginning. And don't swallow it because it's technically, I guess, still external because you're not swallowing it or shooting it up or anything.
Oh, so basically Clinton logic.
And he said dentists hate this. Because it works.
Oh.
Loses them some business.
And he's a dentist?
He's a doctor.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to the dentist yet. But it worked.
And wow.
And I got a prescription for Vicodin.
No.
Fun.
Are they? I've never enjoyed them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You won't ever have a problem with it.
No, I mean, give me some. I won't have a problem. I'll try it. I'll see if I like it. I want to try it until I like it.
He gave me a prescription for 6. I only needed 4. So now I have 2. If there's like some kind of... I always worry that I'm going to have some kind of fucked up pain emergency on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
When my doctor is not working. But then there's urgent care.
Isn't 7 p.m. on a Saturday pain emergency?
What do you talk about?
I'm talking about you for 7 o'clock every night.
7 p.m.
Yes.
That's when I drink.
Maybe 8:15 because of the show.
Oh, that reminds me.
To drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
I don't know. Tomorrow's Satanic Bingo. Pride.
Who do you got?
Scooter.
Oh, love Scooter Pie.
Yeah. And Deity.
Love Deity.
Uh-huh. And Jack Sullivan. He was on today.
Who's he?
He's my sideshow guy in tech.
Cool.
The demon. He looks like a demon.
Since you're talking about it, give out all the details.
Well, it's tomorrow. Doors open at 8, which means the show will probably start around 9. It's after Pride. It's all Pride celebration stuff. Got some fun Pride prizes. And it's bingo with burlesque sideshow, tarot, and candle magic.
And it is located at?
Bushwick Bazaar. On 12 Jefferson. You can take the J to Myrtle Broadway or the M to Myrtle Broadway.
What were some of the other articles I sent you?
Ugh, creepy eyeball fucking bugs.
Don't worry, that was the worst one.
Chubbs, cat.
Oh, Chubbs, yeah. You're going to love this guy.
Oh, I'm sad for Chubbs. Should I play it?
Yeah.
I'm in love with Chubbs.
Being a good father is important.
Oh, fuck this. Hold on. I'll be with you in a moment.
Was that some advertising?
It always is, you know.
Iodine.
Yeah.
For dental hell.
I don't know why I didn't tell you today. I remember some weird thing that went on my friend's hand that like turned the scab different. Is that iodine?
Well, that's like if you're iodine, I think, is the thing they spray when they're prepping you for surgery. Or like, you know, to disinfect a wound on a battlefield.
Oh, so it's some serious shit.
It's some serious shit.
Why do I feel like I've had it in my house? Did I maybe only get it in Greece?
I don't know.
You got it over the counter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can get it over the counter. This is the rudest fucking ad ever. There's no skip button. It's like a 46-second ad. This is some bullshit.
That's an asshole.
All this to see a fucking cat.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the internet. Why the fuck do I have to watch this thing for... I'm not even going to say what it is, but to be honest, I don't even know what it is.
All right, good.
Like, I'm not going to say the word, but like... Oh, it's for joint or muscle pain. So they're listening to us. That's what it is. They're listening to us. They heard us talking about Vicodin, and they want us to turn us on to this bullshit that is not... This is not the word... That's not the name of something people get addicted to.
No.
Look at that shit. Not that people should get addicted to things.
They're being a real pain in the ass right now. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Chubbs.
Oh my God. Love Chubbs.
Don't you love Chubbs already?
Just such a little lazy chub. Oh my God.
Why aren't we hearing? Oh, I thought there was going to be
a video of a big fat cat.
All right. Well, I'll tell you about Chubbs. Chubbs is a 29-pound cat that was lost.
You're purring.
He was found walking in the street.
Oh.
And brought to a shelter. And after some video about him went a little bit viral, there were like six different people like, oh yeah, that's my cat. But none of them could prove it.
Really?
And then he was put up for adoption. And adopted pretty quickly because he's fucking Chubbs.
Yeah, who doesn't want Chubbs? Like six different people thought that he was their cat. Like, do you know what a love him and leave him cat that is? Like six different bitches were like, that's my cat. You know what I mean? And you know that each one of those believed it. And when he was with those humans, he believed it.
Okay.
What a player. Chubbs is a fucking player.
Yeah.
I love Chubbs. Rocks.
This one you're not going to like.
Well, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dog pee?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. Let's see.
We'll see if you care or not.
Let's see if I can handle this. Do I have to read it? Or is there video?
There's both.
What do you want? You want to see me read it?
I want you to pull up the video.
Uh-huh.
While I tell you what the dealio is with her. Okay, this is a woman who had a bad case of acne, and she was depressed. And for some reason, she decided the cure for this was to drink her dog's urine.
How do you go from like a normal day where you're not drinking your dog's urine to you are drinking? Like, how does that?
So if you were,
how do you go from not drinking dog urine to drinking your dog's urine?
She talks a little bit.
What the fuck happened?
And then you can describe what's happening.
Oh, God.
And then she talks again at the end.
What the fuck? That is a cup of... I can handle it.
Pop the other hand. Commit to it. No, out more. Out? Yeah, that looks great. Can you do like your foot like this?
What the hell is this?
This is some bullshit that I can't skip for 3 more seconds. 2, 1. It's a BuzzFeed thing about shy people.
All right.
Many of you have asked me how I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow. Here's my secret.
Oh my God. This is amazing. There's a dog and she's got a cup and the dog, oh my God. This dog peed on cue.
Uh-huh.
The fuck? That poor dog and she's stealing its nectar.
this goes on for a while.
That's a lot of pee.
There's a lot of pee. She must have
Facebook,
like, trained her
Lin
dog.
Lou.
She must have trained her dog to hold it in until she gives it the cue.
That poor dog. This fucking weird bitch. She better give him a lot of treats. My dog would know that this is worth more treats. She's a hustler. No!
Yeah, you can hear her keep...
What the fuck? Stop it. No, she's drinking the whole fucking thing?
Mm-hmm.
A whole fucking cup of
whole
pee?
Whole cup of pee.
Why? Why? At a certain point, why? What the fuck? Every last drop like it's good? You sick bitch. The fuck is wrong with...
When I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to help cure cancer.
No! 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 Where the fuck are those stats?
And that is why I look so much better than y'all.
You don't even look good! You look like a bitch who drinks dog pee! Get a new dress! Fucking dog pee drinking bitch! What the fuck? Ew! She looks like a fucking movie witch!
I really can't believe that.
And she reminds me of someone. I'm not going to say who.
I've seen it, and I can't believe it.
What the fuck did I just watch? That happened. She put a cup up to her dog's dick. As it peed. I've never said dog's dick. I don't. Ew. What the fuck? Ew. She drank pee. Dog
yes,
pee.
Did.
She drank a whole fucking to the last
whole cup.
Drop, and then said, I'm better than looking than you. She fucking drank dog
make,
pee.
Didn't even make
and
an
then
icky
said,
face.
I'm better looking than you.
Yeah.
No. No, you just drank dog pee. If you're Angelina Jolie, you'd be less hot. Suddenly. Wow. She's not attractive.
No. I can't think of who she looks like. You'll have to
tell
me
will
later.
Tell you exactly who she looks like.
Later, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll see it immediately. It'll all make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you read about this guy?
Lin Lu, by the way, if you guys want to add her on Facebook, LYNNLEW. Oh,
I thought she didn't identify herself.
Well, it says Facebook Lin Lu. So maybe it's her, maybe someone else, maybe this person. She made a video, an instructional video. Where the fuck do you find out that fucking piss is filled with fucking calcium? What? What the fuck? Why? How did you even Google that? What research is done? What were you saying?
Yeah, well, their doctors have discredited this.
Oh, really? Real fucking professionals are telling this crazy bitch that some other thing may have gotten rid of her acne. Maybe it was the fucking sweet release of finally finding her fucking calling and is drinking dog piss. Oh, my God. The fuck did I just watch? That poor dog. That poor dog has no idea that it's involved in this.
And there's no way that anything but that happened. I mean, she showed it. Put the cup up to the dick.
Like, I don't know what trick that is. There's no trick.
There was no cut in the camera.
There's not even like a long sleeve for a fucking fake catheter. Maybe it's fake. Maybe it's fake. There's, maybe it's apple juice.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way that was fake.
Just maybe it's like a fake arm.
You saw what you
I
just
gotta
saw.
See that again.
Maybe
this
you have
fucking
asked
crazy.
How I look so good, how my makeup
Who the fuck
so
has
perfect?
Asked her that? Who's asking her how she looks so good?
Here's my secret.
This poor dog. This poor fucking dog. I'm going to react less the second time. I know it.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, you can hear it filling.
I know. That's why I'm being quiet.
See it? Oh, you can fucking see it. It's real. No, that noise. Dog's leaning into it. Dog fucking leaned. This crazy bitch. Crazy fucking bitch. Oh, stop peeing! It's enough! Oh, God! Do you just watch her drink your pee? You should be ashamed of yourself! I'm like mad at the dog now. This woman made me mad at a dog. Ew! Oh, my God! Oh, what the fuck?
Doesn't get any easier, does it?
Oh.
Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to help cure cancer.
I just want to record until I drank my dog's pee. Like, you,
and that is why I look so much better than y'all.
You don't look better than us. Like, she just said, before I started drinking my
dog's pee.
What the fuck? I need to know what made her go from not drinking her dog's pee to one day going, you know what? I'm going to try this.
And you're listening to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission so we can continue to bring you quality community radio, we invite you to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please help support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Did you also know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free iPhone and Android app? You no longer need to be chained to your computer to listen. Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app from the App Store or Google Play so you can listen to independent community radio wherever you go. You can find the iPhone app by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. And the Android app is available at radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. So download the app today and listen to RFB wherever you are. What?
The only time it's medically recommended to ingest urine is if you're stranded without food or water for many days. So whether it's your own dog, or your dog's, it's perhaps best to keep urine off the menu. Really, doctor? I read whether it's your own dog. Like whether it's your friend's dog or your own dog, maybe don't drink their pee. Fucking crazy bitch. I'm saving this picture and I'm sending it to you.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh God. Doctors removed foot-long aubergine from man's intestines after he shoved it up his rectum for a very odd reason. Okay, what's an odd reason to shove an aubergine up your ass?
What's an aubergine?
An eggplant in England. It's true. The long, glossy aubergine remained in the man's body for 2 days before he finally sought medical attention.
Damn.
Now, how long would you need an aubergine in your ass before you... Oh, God, there's a picture of it. Oh, no. Oh. So apparently food goes bad in your butt?
Yeah, I would imagine.
No, what the fuck am I looking at? Describe it. It looks like a doo-doo. It looks like it rotted in his butthole.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong with it.
Oh, God, it's so big.
It is big.
Wow, it's bigger than your fucking thing.
It is.
A medic holds the aubergine after it was removed from the man's body. Yeah, we figured that out. Thanks for the captain. Doctors have removed a foot-long aubergine that got stuck inside a man's intestines after he shoved the fruit. Well, I learned something. Eggplants are fruits.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, an aubergine is a fruit. Up his rectum to help him go to the toilet. It is a weird answer. He needed a poop knife. Why would you take a fucking foot-long aubergine, shove it up your ass if you can't fucking poo? That seems like the opposite direction of where you want the... Oh, what the fuck? Why did he leave it there for days? Did he get lost? Why didn't he put a string on it? The man was constipated and clearly on drugs.
Definitely on drugs.
On drugs. That's drug constipation.
Yeah.
And he was so desperate to cure his ailment, he thought the long, glossy food would do the trick. it was claimed. Okay. But his DIY treatment, which he thought would expand his colon, backfired. The 12-inch aubergine remained in the 50-year-old man's body for 2 years. I don't know why it's funny that he's 50. Like, at 50, you don't know better than to shove a foot-long aubergine up your fucking ass because you're constipated. Like, it's a foot. Like, how? All right. He suffered abdominal pain. Oh, and vomiting. Oh, God. Before he finally sought medical attention. Ew, why? Oh, why does it look like that? What the fuck did he do to it? What part was up and what part was down? I want to know.
I don't.
I need to know which. Why does it look like? Like, did his stomach acid get it? Why does some of it look so rotten? It's like he fucking had a peeler in his butt.
Well, you did that one to yourself. I didn't send that to you.
I know.
That's all you.
No. The man told doctors in China that he had been suffering from constipation and nausea for 2 days when he decided to insert the aubergine into his anus and up his rectum in a bid to expand his colon, according to reports. Get a fucking spreader. Like, expand your colon and then stop. Like, why did you leave it there for 2 days? Does he not know anything?
No.
Buy a fucking butt plug. They're made to go in butts. He had hoped the folk remedy. Oh, it's a folk remedy. Oh, the ancient folk remedy. When my mother and grandmother sat down, they said, if you're ever constipated, be sure to stick an aubergine up your asshole.
Put it right in your butt.
Put it straight up your keister.
Put it in your bottom.
Yeah. And then you won't be constipated.
You'll put an aubergine in your bottom.
Yeah. And if there's leprechauns, you take a little wick from a candle and shove it in your pee hole.
You put it in your pee hole.
That's right. And you light the other end from the inside.
That's what you do.
And that's how you get rid of leprechauns. He had hoped the folk remedy would help ease his pain, but the smooth, long fruit was inserted far too deep and ended up inside his body. Scans showed it having traveled up his large intestine and lodged itself at an angle in his abdomen. And here's a fucking X. What the fuck?
Whoa. No.
He shoved it
picture
so
of the X-ray.
Far up his
oh
ass.
My God.
It's in his stomach.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
No.
What the fuck?
Don't.
How do you even do that? How? What did he fist himself and then it got lost? Like, that's the only thing that makes sense, that he just should have fisted himself. Oh, God. A scan showing the aubergine stuck inside the man's body, in case you didn't know what you were looking at. Cruel social media users ridiculed the man over his unfortunate... Why would you admit that? Why would you be like, hey, guys,
this is what I did.
Just got out of the ER. You know how it is when you're constipated from pills and then you shove an aubergine up your fucking asshole and it goes so far up your asshole it comes out your mouth again. Well, that's my weekend. How was your Sunday?
Don't make fun of me.
Yeah. Don't fucking victim shame me. All right. Incredibly, he suffered through 2 more days of abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting before finally seeking help. Medics treating the man on May 30th. This is old news. Retrieve the aubergine whole. Like, I'm sure they were proud of that. Saying that the fruit was so far up his body. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. No. Oh, it all hurts. That it caused lung inflammation and a ruptured bowel. So, guys, he shoved it so far up his ass, he fucked his lungs up.
Damn.
That is what we saw in the picture. That's exactly what the picture shows. It is unclear, however, whether his constipation symptoms were relieved. That's the fucking last word right there. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Cruel social media users on Weibo ridiculed the man over his unfortunate surgery. One user wrote, now stick some potatoes and green peppers up there and you'll have a disangxian. I guess that's a Chinese dish, referring to the Chinese dish, which translates as treasures of the earth. I don't know if that's supposed to be a nag or if it's just called that. Aubergines belong to the fruit family, see, and are commonly mistaken as vegetables. See, that's exactly what I learned. Wow. What? And now there's a guy in fucking India with a shower wreck in his rect, a shower head in his rectum. This is the best website ever.
What is it?
Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's like everything that could be shoved up an ass is in Mirror.
Everything. Everything.
Apparently, a shower head.
That's where I get a large majority of fucked up stories for the show.
Naked man storms around petrol station with sex toy stuck up his bum.
Nice.
This is fucking amazing. And this is just the at the end of the story I just read that I found reading the last story.
Is it like related if you liked this?
If you liked this, find other stories where things get stuffed up bums.
So I finally got a new email. I lost my old email. It used to be, I can say it now, faceboy@rock.com. I had that email for like 11 fucking years. I have all the contacts in there. I have like drafts for things that that I was working on. Shut the fuck up. And it a few years ago turned into a paid service. And what happened to CatherineDunn.com? Yeah, thank you.
Catherine Dunn got it. The one whose audition I stole.
So in November, they reminded me to pay up.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
It was due in February. Oof,
been there, bro. Been
there. And
then
there was all the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking forgot.
Yeah.
They didn't give me any warning after that, any reminder.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And I tried to get it back.
CatherineDunn.com knows what you're saying.
Yep. Tried to get it back. And so now I have a email through my old college, Simon's Rock. So it's a .edu. And for some reason, you think that's creepy.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're a grown-up.
So I could be a teacher.
Creep.
A professor.
But you're not.
I could
it's
be.
It's weird. Since you're not.
I didn't want a Gmail. I didn't want anything normal.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I want something weird.
.edo. Why don't you just .pdo?
What?
Fucking pedo. Calling you a pedo.
You're calling me a pedo because I got an .edu.
Yeah. Might as well be a .pdu. Pdu. You're a pedo.
There are some advantages to having a .edu.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like
you picking up
Amazon
young chicks.
Amazon Prime for 6 months for free.
What?
Yes.
Pretty nice.
Yes. See, pretty. Now you want one, right?
I'm going to get one.
You're going to get one, aren't you?
Can you talk to your friends? Give me an email.
You went to college.
Yeah, but like what? I'm going to bother them? They don't know me.
Of course.
Why?
Because if you went to college, you could get one.
What are you talking about?
I'm not currently not a student or a teacher.
Well, I must have also had one when I went to college because it wasn't long ago.
Sure.
Go on.
That.
I'll just use the one that I had in college 2 years ago.
There you go.
Yeah. No, you don't still have access to them after you graduate.
Yes, you do.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I totally had one.
And it's good to use it. There like I said, there are things that you can there's shit you can get for free. Or discounts.
I have to see if I can figure out my college.
I hate when you yawn during the show. I fucking hate it. It's so awful. So if you hear about this guy, this fucking guy, he was on trial for sexual assault. And his accuser said, he was an African American, his accuser said that his dick was lighter in tone than the rest of his body. That significantly it was weird. That was a detail she remembered. So he
showed everybody the dick.
Took his dick out to the jury.
Yeah.
What else could he do?
Guys, you got to show the dick. Countless cases where someone had to show the dick. And there's always the decision. Do we show the dick or not show the dick? Remember the Florida guy that choked the woman with his dick to death?
Right. Did they show the dick?
I think, I know he really wanted to show the dick. He really was like, guys, you'll understand if you see the dick.
I know you really wanted to see the dick. Yes, you did.
I mean, I don't really care for jury duty, but I would have done my civic duty.
You wanted to see that
dick. I want to see the dick. I want to see the old dick. It was an old dick. I want to see the big old dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does it stay big and old? Like, don't they get smaller?
No, they don't get
smaller. They get smaller.
They don't get smaller.
They get smaller. My high school boyfriend got smaller.
What?
It got smaller.
You remember it differently.
No, because my arms didn't get smaller. Bigger. Maybe they did. But he was big like this, and then he was not.
He was just not getting as hard and as full of an erection.
That's what I'm talking about.
When he was young. Well, sure, that's different.
So it gets smaller. So I want to see this. What did that fucking murderous dick look like when it was small and young? I mean, big and young. Like, imagine it when it's full. Anyway.
Kind of not what goes through my head when I read about that kind of stuff. But
what is? No, I'm talking about like it got it. If it's that old, it has to get smaller. Not, if it's still killing people at that age, imagine what it looked like when he was at his prime.
All right.
All right. What about this dick? Did they show the dick? Did it look like the right dick or was it the wrong dick? Did they convict the dick?
Did they convict the
dick? Did the dick fit or did they acquit?
Or Michael Jackson had to show his dick.
He had to. Because he had a barber pole.
Because he had what?
Barber. You know that song Black or White? That's his penis.
Oh, vitiligo.
Mm-hmm. It was both black and white, like a barber pole, like a barbershop pole. So wait, what happened?
His dick out. So yeah. he was acquitted. The jury was like, "That's normal dick. That dick is the same color as the rest of them." Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because if it wasn't, his lawyer would be like.
So you know the lawyer saw way. The dick.
So the lawyer had to see the dick.
All right, so step into my office. I know this is going to be uncomfortable, but as your lawyer, I have to look at your dick before we show it to the jury.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
Well, then, should I bring in my assistant? Would it be more comfortable with more people in the room or less? I'm sorry, I don't get a lot of cases like this.
All right, I'll take out my dick.
I need an adult. Wait just a gosh darn minute. Your dick is the same color as the rest of you.
That's what I've been saying.
Hmm. Well, seems we've got the whole case wrapped up right here in your pants. You've been holding the key piece of evidence and you're under in your drawers this whole time. So is she falsely accusing a man of rape?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to get in trouble? Because they should.
I hope so.
I think. All right. So how do you feel about that HIV thing? Because this is the same thing, I think. I think people who are falsely accusing people of rape should absolutely get in trouble. And I don't think that that will hinder people who are actually raped from coming forward. Just like the HIV thing. Like they're saying how like because you have to disclose or because of you whatever, they're saying that somehow making it legal in California for people with HIV to have sex makes it safer.
I'm not following.
I don't either. It doesn't make sense. So apparently because people don't want to know, like once you know, you know. And if you know, you have to disclose. But if you don't know, you don't get tested. So then you don't know and then you're spreading it. So they're trying to stop people from not finding out to not spread it. And they're making it legal to give it to somebody without disclosing in California.
I'd have to look into that more.
Look into it more because I find it so strange.
I think that if you are purposefully exposing someone to HIV without their knowledge, that should not happen. But if you are amongst those people who have what they call undetectable viral loads and study after study after study has shown you absolutely cannot pass it to anyone if it's undetectable in your system. I think that that is a more gray area in terms of disclosure to a partner.
Yeah,
but if you can pass it to someone and you don't tell them that that's a possibility.
Yeah,
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. The undetectable, is that what Charlie Sheen has?
I don't know.
Because I know that he's saying he, like, that's his tiger blood, apparently, the whole time. What is that?
All right.
Yeah, that he had it, and then, like, he was with, like, Brie Olsen, something Olsen.
Well, it's still in your system, but it's through usually medication, almost always medication, the HIV can be brought to a place where you're actually not a contagious carrier. You cannot give it to someone else.
Okay. It's, yeah, I think he's saying, impossible. I think that's what Charlie Sheen says he has.
Okay.
I believe that's because they said that whatever medicines he's on make it so that he has it but won't give it. I don't know. I think that's what I heard about him. But this is something else. This is people who have it and can give it are now allowed to just do whatever they want.
I
don't understand how that's supposed to be good for the community.
I don't either. I don't get it.
And a lot of people are saying it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's now, that's why the whole thing happened. That's why it went into motion.
Well, I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I mean, it's been explained to me, but I still don't get it.
Got a couple of Florida man things happened this week.
Florida man!
Florida man! Guy jerking off in public.
Nice.
Got caught. They asked his name.
Dick Johnson.
Said his was Captain Kirk.
No.
Yes.
This would have been better if you said it the first time.
I'm trying to remember Kirk's first name. For some reason, I'm blanking on it. Something Tiberius Kirk.
And is it really? Yes. He said his name was Tiberius Kirk?
Yeah. The whole was...
Fucking hero.
Yeah.
Is he old enough to have been named Tiberius Kirk after Captain Kirk?
He's pretty damn old.
Oh, my God. So he's just fucking with the cops. I love him. Fucking love him. Does he have a mugshot?
There's. I mean, you could look for it. Just masturbating Florida man claims he's Captain Kirk.
Okay, I bet that brings up more than you think. that's what I'm gonna guess on that.
James Tiberius Kirk.
Really?
Yes. Florida man. Here's the other Florida man. While you're looking for this,
mm-hmm.
He was concerned that there might be something wrong with his meth.
Mm-hmm.
So he contacted the police.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Fuck yeah, you did. Want to make sure I'm not getting ripped off.
Basically that. And they said, yes, you can bring it in for testing.
No.
Yes.
Dipshit. That is beautiful. Oh my God, every episode of Cops.
And the police said, yes, indeed, this is meth and you are under arrest.
Wow. Wow.
For possession of meth. What the fuck was he thinking?
Wow. That's so good. Shit like that is why I had to make sure that the junkie wanted me to call the cops before I called the cops. Remember that time the junkie was overdosing?
No.
I was eating dollar pizza and okay. This guy walks by and he's like, someone call the cops. My friend's overdosing. And then I step outside and I'm like, dude, do you mean it? Because I'm going to call the cops if you want me to call the cops, but I'm not going to call the cops if you're just like freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, she's going to die. You have to call the police. Believe me, I've seen this shit before. And I believe a junkie when they say that they've seen somebody like overdose before. Mm-hmm. So I call the cops. It was a whole thing. And then like, as he was leaving, he goes to get his bag. And I'm like, hey, buddy, just out of curiosity, if you've got anything in that bag, like maybe you don't bring it in the car. He's like, yeah, I'm not thinking clearly. Thank you. Like, yeah, no problem, bro.
Yeah, you are not thinking clearly.
Yeah. After boldly going where no man should in public, man said he was Captain Kirk, cops say. Clearwater. Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
His real name is James Roger Bundrick.
Not James Tiberius.
No, but he's a transient.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Does he look pretty much like you thought he would?
Though he's a transient, Bundrick doesn't seem to be on a 5-year mission throughout the universe. Oh my God. He doesn't look the way I pictured. He looks like if you put age makeup on my cousin and fused it with one of my ex-boyfriends, which bothers me because that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patrick Lago, if you're listening. Hi. We dated in college last year.
You did?
Yeah. Because I was in college last year.
Last year?
Mm-hmm. Probably. I'm 21, right?
That's right. Faceboy.com, by the way, that was down. That's still down right now. So much shit has been going on with me and internet stuff.
Well, how does it feel?
So I called. I'm fine. I called GoDaddy. I still own the domain until... Until
enjoy while it lasts.
2020.
Really?
Yeah, that's how far ahead I was thinking.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if I had them thinking shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking shoes.
And when I talked to GoDaddy, they're like, that's a very, very valuable domain.
Really?
Well, sure. Because when I got it, I'm just like face boy. People know me in New York, mostly in the East Village. I got some press. And now, because of Facebook
mm-hmm.
and its tremendous popularity, and that it's a .com, not a .dot mm-hmm. anything else. Guy at GoDaddy told me that face.com sold for, guess,
$40,000.
$20 million.
No.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I got to see what face.com is.
I have no idea what it is now, but someone bought it for $20 million.
I hope it's porn. No, it just went to Facebook. That's weird.
So if I ever like give up on life as being face boy, I'll just sell the domain, retire on whatever I can get on it. That's not going to happen.
Why won't face.com? I think this is weird. It won't take me to face.com.
I bet it was bought by Facebook.
Yeah.
To redirect.
Fuck you, fucking Zuckerberg. Fuck Zuck.
Fuck Zuck.
He's such a fuck Zuck. I really fucking hate him.
Fuck Zuck. That is the name of this episode.
That we will post on Facebook.
Yes, we will. Fuck Zuck. Got a nice ring to it.
Yeah. He's fuck a total... Zuck. Fuck Zuck, that cuck.
Fuck Zuck, that cuck.
Zuck is a cuck. Fuck Zuck.
We don't have much time left, folks. Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. We are here every single Saturday at 7 p.m. live.
What? All of the Saturdays.
All of the Saturdays. And also don't forget to tune in 3 p.m. for Dun Sun.
Yeah.
How's that been going?
Fun. It's always fun.
It sounded like you guys were having fun.
Yeah, we were. You were just in the like, murp, murp, murp. We wanted you to get in it.
I know. I was just not in a good mood today at all.
Fine.
Here's the stuff we did not get into. I was going to crank call Arbor Restaurant again.
Greenbow, Alabama!
Period sex blankets are now available. They cost $250.
Why?
I know, just fucking put a towel down when you're going to fuck on your period. Everyone knows that.
I recommend yeah, like, why is that a thing?
Everybody. What's that?
Why is that a thing? What does it look like? Is it Thinks? Does Thinks make it?
I don't know, but it's stupid.
I mean, if Thinks makes it, it's genius, but if anyone else makes it, it's stupid.
Just put a towel down. That's all you need to do. Rest in peace, Coco.
I'm so fucking sad about that.
I know, but Coco was a gorilla that learned sign language. And,
Say something, I'm giving up. I'm gonna do it in sign language.
Now I feel like I'm making fun of Coco.
No, I'm not making fun of Coco. I love Coco.
Fred Rogers is going to be portrayed by Tom Hanks in an upcoming film. Because there is pretty much no one else in the world that they could trust to not have a sex scandal.
I mean, Morgan Freeman, you can't even trust. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I thought he was going to be all right. Who else? Tom Hanks.
That's it.
No.
Like, who can we be absolutely sure will not have a sex scandal? Tom Hanks. That's it. Short list, only list. Yeah. One name. Thank you, co-host.
Thank you, co-host.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, people.
Ciao.
Meow. I was so sad when Coco cried about the kit.